Dictation for Corey Howell, Corey. Last name is Howell, Howell. Date of birth is 5/21/77. Date of accident, 1/6/2024. Date of service, 1/26/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was a victim of an accident as a pedestrian while he was getting out of his car, and he was hit by a moving, passing by car, leading him to fly in the air, landing on the ground on his left wrist, and injured his neck, lower back, head, with a history of headaches and a history of vertigo, loss of balance, pain in the left TMJ. Pain symptoms started affecting his neck, mid back, lower back with severe pain. He suffered fracture of the L1, L2 transfer process, Colles fracture in the left wrist, and the pain in the left wrist is 10. He has a severe spasm of the entire back, including trapezius, quadratus lumborum, paraspinal regions, severe pain and tenderness in both the tailbone area. He has a difficult time climbing stairs due to shortness of breath. He suffered from hemopneumothorax, bilaterally, especially the right side, as well as with the contusion of the lungs. He is seeing orthopedic surgeon for his left wrist management, but he is not seeing any pulmonary specialist. He reports that he is having extreme anxiety, panic, unable to sleep at night, and he reports that his cast from the left wrist was removed and it was replaced with a splint for the left wrist. He had 8 stitches that have been removed. Wrist is a little swollen. Range of motion is slightly less, and his pain is quite severe. Overall, all his pains in the neck, mid-back are 10, and he reports of no headaches at this time, but only some difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and panic. No symptom of TBI are reported. He feels tired. And pain is focused in the lower back mainly, especially at the area of L1, L2, and constipation. He requests some injections to his lower back due to the severe pain. Physical examination, blood pressure is 141 over 102, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is from the previous test visit, dated 1/18/24, dictation number 0120-006. Diagnosis is the same plan of care. The patient is referred to Dr. Mustafa for acupuncture chiropractic treatment. He is undergoing physical therapy at his choice place. He is accompanied by a caseworker who is taking care of his various appointments. He is ordered to continue his Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours, 15 days, 30 tablets. And Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, 15 tablets. Maps have been reviewed. And he is also continuing on trazodone, lidocaine, and naproxen. And we add gabapentin and a muscle relaxer. He's being referred to a psychiatrist to see a psychiatrist for ongoing panic and An MRI will be ordered later on. We have reviewed the records from the hospitals where he has a CT scan of the C spine showing a cavernous hemangioma of the face, right pleural fluid in the upper chest, emphysema of the right chest, degenerative changes cervical spine. No evidence of any fractured subluxation or disc problem. CT of the thoracic spine is negative. CT of the lumbar spine shows non-displaced fracture of right L1, L2 transversal. CT of the thorax shows moderate right hemopneumothorax and bilateral pulmonary contusion on the right. He also suffered from a comminuted non-displaced fracture of the left distal radius in the left wrist x-ray and a old fracture of the left tibia fibula. And chest x-ray shows right hemopneumothorax. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. The rest of, thank you so much. Otherwise, he is stable.